This is a Popular Front Patreon bonus episode. Today we're speaking to Abu Academic. He is the spokesman for Malhama Tactical, which is a private military contracting firm that teaches jihadists in Syria how to fight. Hello.
Hi, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Can you hear okay?
Yeah.
Excellent. Where are you right now? Al Sham?
Yeah. I'm in Sham. It's Syria.
Wow, man, you traveled a long way. So I just wanted to talk to you quickly, like we were saying on Twitter. And I wanted to know, really, what is Malhama Tactical? What are you guys doing out there?
We are an instructor team, and we came here to train the rebels against the regime and Russian crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been teaching the rebels since maybe 4 or 5 years, I can't.
4 or 5 years, and okay.
4 or 5 years, yeah. We are like a instructor team, and also we can fight like a special force team.
I got you. And whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Russia.
You're from Russia?
Yeah.
You traveled a very long way to Syria.
Yep.
So why did you decide to join the war?
Because I am Muslim, and My brothers were suffering here, mm-hmm. and I decided to help them to fight against the regime who make genocide and kill the people and women and children. And I decided to come here and help civilians. I apologize about my English, yeah.
Hey, don't worry. I don't speak Russian and I don't speak Arabic, so you're not doing too badly.
Yep.
So you decided to, you said you help civilians, but you're training, you're doing special forces. Where did you learn to do special forces?
I served for Russian army.
You served in the Russian army?
Yep. I served for Russian army, And if you know about the special airborne service, like VDV, if you have heard about.
Yeah. So you used what you learned with the Russian special forces, and who are you teaching it to? Which groups?
Which groups?
Yeah, in Syria.
In Syria. Mostly, it's a... Hayat al-Tahrir al-Sham, if you know about them.
Yeah.
Jaysh al-Izza, Ahrar al-Sham, and Ajnad al-Qawqas, like these groups, all rebel groups.
A lot of people call Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS, they call them jihadis. Why? How do you feel about that?
I don't know about this, because we see them just in fight against the regime, you know, and we don't want to... be inside it's problem like jihadi, and we don't know about this. We just help them against just a regime and Russian crimes. We don't want to know about these problems and about this. It's like standing.
So you guys, surely you say, you know, okay, I understand this label that a lot of people will give you guys, jihadi. But you guys are fighting for a pretty hardline Sharia, right?
We came here just for help the rebels who fight against the regime and against the Russian crimes, because our enemies is our target is Russian regime. It's Putin and their military company, and we came here to help them. You know.
Okay.
About the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham or Quras al-Din or like these groups, we don't know they jihadi or not jihadi. We are not terrorists. We are not jihadi group, Malhama Tactical. We came here to help the rebels, if you understand me.
Okay, okay. And why is it called Malhama? I mean, that means that's a big battle, right? Malhama means massacre, no?
Yep, yep. Malhama, it's about fight. In Arabic, Malhama, it's like a war, fight. Malhama, it's war. You can see that the translate in Google Translate or some other translate sites. It's like the operation.
Okay, I understand. And I've seen some of your videos, and you guys are training some HTS fighters with like red bandanas. So they're like special forces. Can you tell me about that?
Actually, I can tell you. Currently, we are training the Red Troops brothers, and it's named Asaib al-Maut. We train them how to make a guerrilla warfare, if you know, and how to fight inside of our enemies.
How does it feel for you? You know, you were born in Russia, right? How does it feel for you going out to fight Russia in a different country?
How can I explain to you about the my feeling? I don't feel anything because you know I know my target. What is my target? And I know about my enemy, who is my enemy. And I came here to help. And I don't scare, I don't afraid about dying or some other reasons. And I came here and I have to stay here with the rebels, with the Syrian civilians, you know? Mm-hmm. I can't leave them and go another country, and when the Bashar Assad make the genocide and kill the people, civilians. I feel good now. I feel everything is good.
You feel better in Sham, in Syria?
No, yeah. And if we finish here, and I can work there, I can go to another country and continue our lessons, our work. Maybe in Balochistan. I want to go to Balochistan. If you know about Balochistan.
Yeah, yeah. Between India and Pakistan, right?
Yeah, it's a certain Iran.
You think you'll live that long?
Maybe we can go there after the Syria.
I ask because Russia and Assad look like they're going to close in soon on Idlib. There's talk of a battle. What do you think?
About the battle, they said that they want to take Idlib. But we are ready. We are prepared our front lines and our weapons and rifles. Like we train the brothers and we have the special forces group, many. And we are ready to fight and to defend and even attack them. Maybe we can assault them and take new places very soon.
And how many people are in Malhama Tactical? How many of you are there?
Currently, more than 10 instructors.
Are you all special forces? Former special forces?
No. No special forces. Now, more than 10 instructor team. Just instructor team. Mm-hmm. And about the special forces, I can't tell you because it's like a secret, you know?
I understand.
Yeah.
So what did you do when you were in the Russian army? I mean, at one time in your life, you didn't hate Russia, right?
Yeah.
So what did you do? Why did you join the Russian army?
Because I wanted to learn new stuff for me. And I joined the army in order to learn, in order to be like a special for soldier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And after I how can I say, I wasn't Muslim, and after the army, I changed my religion, you know.
Yeah.
I changed my religion, and I decided to came here. But in army, I was in strongest division, if you know, strongest army. It's a part of the VDV. When I finished it, I started to learn about my religion, about my target, about my life, and I decided to change my religion and came after I came here.
Okay, and you might end up, you never know, if Russia sends troops into Idlib, you might end up fighting against people you used to serve alongside. How does that make you feel?
I don't feel anything, because they are like occupants, you know, about occupants, because it's not their it's not their their place, their country, but they came to occupy, in order to occupation these places, if you understand me.
Yeah.
And they kill, there are airstrikes, there's warplanes, they bombing the children and women, and a lot of civilians every day. I saw this a lot of time, how the children and women die, and I feel good, because I'm like a defender, you know. I came here to help the my brothers and to help the Syrian civilians. It's normal for me, because they are occupied, they want to occupy these places, and they want to kill civilians.
But some people would say that about you. They would say, well, you're not from Syria, why are you there?
No. We didn't come here to occupation these places, you know. We came here just for help the civilians, and we don't have a war plans and another rifle to bombing the civilians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just came here, and we are in defense, in front line, in order to defend the civilians. We don't want to occupy these places, because after the finish this war, I and my brothers and my sisters, we want to leave these places and go to another country. We don't want to any place, any part of place in Syria.
Some people say that you guys are mercenaries.
Mercenaries, it's like a private military company.
Yeah.
We rewarded for money.
So do you guys get paid or no?
No. We don't get any pay for our lessons. But there are so many bosses who support us and help us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But about the paying, it's a lie. It's not true.
Okay.
We don't get any money for our lessons, our classes, you know.
How do you feel about ISIS?
ISIS, a lot of time I wrote in my Twitter, posted some tweet. ISIS, it's evil, you know. You know about the evil?
Yeah, of course.
It's evil. It's even not Muslims, you know. They are not Muslims, and we fought about against them. Maybe more than 10 times we fought against them, and even now we are ready to fight against the ISIS. And in order to wipe them out.
Sure, I agree with you. However, I have Muslim friends who say that Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra and Hayat Tahrir al-Sham are also evil. But you are fighting and helping these guys. What would you respond to that, to Muslims that would say what you're doing is evil as well?
You know, we don't want to enter inside of this talking. We don't work with Al Qaeda. We don't want to work with Nusra. We help the Hayat Tahrir Sham and some and other rebel groups just in order to fight against the regime. You know, I don't know about their
Al Nusra used HTS. HTS used to be Al Nusra.
I don't know about this, but there are so many groups like if you know new groups, Free Syria Army groups, because it's in Hayat Tahrir Sham, not just Hayat Tahrir Sham, not just Jabhat al-Nusra.
What's planned for Malhama? What are you guys going to do in the near future? Like, how much more training have you guys got?
Our plans in future, if I'm not mistaken, yeah?
Yes.
Now, I don't know about our plans, but now, currently, we are ready to fight against the regime and Russians in battle are going to be started very soon. And about our future plans, I told you about Balochistan,
sure.
Yeah, and in Balochistan, and in if you know about the Turkestan.
Yes, I do. Yes.
I want to help them. Yeah.
How did you get to Syria, if you don't mind me asking? Because that's a long way from Russia to Syria.
From Russia, from Moscow to Turkey. Ankara, if you know, and after the Ankara to Syria.
Was it easy?
No, it was so hard for me, because Turkey gendarma shot five, but I don't get the shot, but they were shooting, you know.
Yeah, sure.
When I crossed the board.
Okay, so thank you very much for that.
Thank you. No problem. Assalamu alaikum. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.